It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Vance Hurd from Salvation Army is joining us today. I call him the kettle guy when we were getting set up today. He did not tell me not to call him that. We'll explain what that means. Larry Stewart is a Rifle Branch Manager for Alpine Bank. You may have heard the commercials. Alpine Bank is doing a virtual red kettle this year. They seeded the red kettle with $2,020 in honor of 2020, obviously. And you probably don't have to ask why. It's because, Vance, you are still out there with the red kettle in some places, but because of COVID-19, you're definitely not able to do that to the same level that you would normally be.
That is correct, Gabe. On a couple of different levels, one being volunteer apprehension with the COVID virus and contact with folks out on the street corner or in front of different businesses. And then also some corporate resistance, a little slow in agreeing to allow us to get out front of their stores because of that obvious reason, COVID as well. So that's been some resistance there.
I have to appreciate, by the way, even though we're doing the interview by Zoom today, Vance actually has the red kettle in the background. It's almost like one of those TV, interviews where you have everything set up, you know, and staged. And I assume that's not a virtual background. It doesn't look like one anyway. What do you know, just to put everything in perspective for folks in 2020, what is your normal budget for the red kettle? Normally goes to the client services budget. What is your average client services budget every year at the local Salvation Army?
I think we're around somewhere between 60,000 and 80,000.
Okay.
Distributed funds, how about that?
Now bring that forward to 2020, and how much have you spent on client services this year?
Many times that, about $340,000.
$340,000. So obviously there's a huge discrepancy there. So the natural question is, how have you been able to give out $340,000 when your budget is normally between $80,000 and $100,000?
Yeah, specifically donorship and larger donors have come through this year, mainly because of the virus, COVID pandemic. So the giving and even the kettle giving has been quite strong, surprisingly strong this year. So it's definitely challenging, Gabe, but doing the best we can and just continue to count on our donors for continued donations.
Larry, even though Alpine is a small community bank, obviously you still have planning that has to happen anytime you want to do something like this virtual red kettle. I'm curious, when the conversation first started about doing a virtual red kettle on Alpine Bank's website?
You know, so it was posed to us that obviously they were having some challenges. And I've been working with Vance and as a Rotarian as well. And so I've been able to see that firsthand. I've been setting up the volunteers here in Rifle at City Market. And so, unfortunately, volunteers are down, donations are doing okay when you're out there, but if you don't have volunteers, you can't collect money. So, Alpine saw an opportunity here that we could step in and help. And so we wanted to set up this virtual kettle to do what we can and really encourage people, if they can't, or they don't feel comfortable giving out at the local stands, or if you can't find one, you know, feel free to donate virtually, or, you know, even in a worst case scenario, they could drop off a check to Alpine Bank made payable to the Salvation Army, and we could get that in the right spot.
Can they do that through the drive-thru as well, I assume?
Absolutely. Yeah. Our branches are all open face-to-face lobbies now. But, yeah, if they want to drop that off to the drive-thru, because, again, just to be comfortable and safe, we would happily accept their donation on behalf of the Salvation Army.
You mentioned Rotary, Larry, and obviously Rotary and service clubs are always big supporters of the Salvation Army every year. I'm not sure how many members of the general public realize that a lot of those folks that you see ringing the bell are actually members of Rotary. And so talk just a little bit about how Rotary has responded with the Red Kettle this year as well. It's because I'm sure it's not just Alpine Bank.
No, it's not. You know, we've actually, so we're a small club. Unfortunately, we've had a lot of the groups, Rotarians have seen some decline in membership due to COVID. But what I'll say is that, you know, we've had a good, our core membership's really stepped up and picked up, you know, the weekend days especially, and make sure that, you know, they fill a whole day for us and do some volunteering out there. And they use either their family, their coworkers, their employees, whatever that is, they work together to accomplish that goal for a whole day. So they pick up a seven-hour shift. And so really, you know, it is. A lot of the people that are ringing, they're either Rotarians, or they're, you know, definitely someone in the community that wants to help out. And so I think that goes a long way. And so we've been fortunate here in Rifle that this year we've been able to fill most days. We typically stick with weekends, and if someone wants to ring during the week, I can accommodate that as well. But we try to mainly fill the weekends here. And so far, you know, we've been full every weekend thus far. So that's good. And we're hopeful that, you know, we run the numbers that we have, you know, close to as good of a year as we did in the past. But you just never know until the end.
Again, you can make a donation to the Salvation Army using Alpine Bank's virtual Red Kettle. It's just at alpinebank.com. And as Larry mentioned, if you want to drop a check off at your local Alpine Bank branch, you can do that as well. Is this bank-wide, Larry? Is it specific to our area?
Yeah, so it's from Aspen to Parachute is where we're kind of kicked in this this donation. And so those branches would all be aware of that.
Okay. And so it's the same footprint, if you will, as the local Salvation Army, which makes sense.
Yes, sir.
Again, alpinebank.com, that's where the virtual Red Kettle is if you'd like to make a donation. As I mentioned before, Alpine Bank started this off with a little over $2,000, $2,020 to be specific, in honor of the year 2020, the year that just keeps giving. And I laugh when I say that, and yet, as we heard Vance mention earlier, Salvation Army has been able to help folks to the tune of $340,000 so far this year, in spite of an average annual budget of $80,000 to $100,000. And that's absolutely due to people making donations and a lot of COVID-19 specific donations that the local Salvation Army has received. We'll talk a little bit about where the virtual Red Kettle is as of right now, and visit a little bit more with Larry and Vance in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking about Alpine Bank's virtual Red Kettle for the local Salvation Army. Vance Hurd is, I hope it's okay that I call you the kettle guy, Vance. Okay. And then Larry Stewart, the rifle branch manager for Alpine Bank, and both members of the Rifle Rotary. So, Vance, talk about how easy it is for you typically. I know every year Salvation Army goes to service clubs like the Rotary Club and asks, could your members help man the kettles? It's usually a pretty easy sell, isn't it?
It can be. First of all, we are so, so appreciative to those groups like Rotary in Glenwood and Rifle, and the Lions Club in Newcastle and Glenwood Lions also, they've been pretty apprehensive, you know, mostly for health reasons, of course. So in answer to your question, it's difficult. Often you rely on the fantastic generosity of these groups, and this year is no exception that way. It's just people are in a different frame of mind.
Sure, you bet. And that's, of course, where Alpine Bank comes in this year with the virtual red kettle. I'm curious. I'm always curious how these things start. Did Alpine or Larry approach you, Vance, with your existing relationship? Or did you approach Alpine and say, you know, we're having an issue with volunteers this year. People are understandably a little concerned. Could you help us out in some way?
Alpine Bank is so gracious to us. And every year we have a relationship with them. And being my first year, I didn't know exactly how that was going to work, but Kate Collins came to us with that suggestion of doing a non-contact type of donations. I thought that would be pretty popular this year. As you can see behind me, we're using a QR code also on our kettles. People really seem to like good old cash, though, and put cash in the kettle. Been very generous this year, but there's a tap code and a QR code that is available also, and around town. You can see some QR on some storefronts here and there. So that's another way to go non-contact.
So if you see the Salvation Army, the recognizable red Salvation Army logo, chances are it's got the little QR code. So if you don't have cash with you, you'd like to make a donation, you can just scan that with your smartphone, make a donation that way through Alpine Bank. Or like you say, people love the tangible, you know, and there's something about the change in the bucket. The clang of the change in the bucket that people really appreciate hearing.
Yes. And especially it's fun for the kids to come up and feel like they're, you know, when they make a donation through their parents or not. We've had kids come up with no parents around, you know, older kids. But they really enjoy the feeling of, you know, doing the right thing and dropping something in there, knowing they're helping someone maybe in need and less fortunate.
Larry, obviously Salvation Army is a high profile nonprofit, and it's a little bit more high profile thing. But I know from experience and over the years, a number of times over the years, something bad happens to a family. And frequently we're saying, if you'd like to make a donation to the family, you can do that at any Alpine Bank. And I don't know exactly internally what you call those accounts, but on a regular basis, you set up those benefit accounts for families that are hurting and struggling with expenses after either the loss or serious illness of a loved one. So even though Salvation Army is a big high profile and maybe you'll bring in a little bit more money, you actually do this kind of thing on a regular basis.
We really do, Gabe. And, you know, community involvement and being there for your community is important to us. And so, you know, and that involves everything. And so these benefit accounts are, there's really no gain to us on that. It's something we try to do. And, you know, I moved here from the Midwest. And so I can tell you that banks in the Midwest are very apprehensive to do these type of accounts because, I mean, there's a little bit of risk there. You know, if someone is, you know, mismanaging that. But, you know, I think people here have been, from my experience of, you know, very, you see a lot more goodwill here. And so, you know, we've been grateful. You know, we've done well in this community, and we try to give back wherever we can. And I think this is just another small piece of what we try to do in this valley. And we're grateful that we can help Vance and the Salvation Army do some good things locally.
I've often wondered, from an administrative standpoint, how much time and effort goes into maintaining those benefit accounts. And, you know, obviously, I know there are a lot of moving pieces in a bank and a lot of regulatory boxes you have to check. And I've often wondered, wouldn't it be simpler not to do that? And yet, like I say, time after time, almost anytime there's some kind of devastating event that happens to a family, we're mentioning Alpine Bank's name. And so I just, from a layperson standpoint, outside looking in, I think that that is definitely a very gracious thing to hear about and be able to share with folks. Today, it's the Virtual Red Kettle. Again, go to alpinebank.com and you can help virtually fill the Salvation Army kettle. Again, Alpine put $2,020 in that kettle to start with, and we'll get exact numbers in a minute, but I will tell you that they've already exceeded that with donations from the public, so I think that's fantastic. Again, Salvation Army went from an average client services budget of $80,000 to $100,000 to $340,000 this year, and expecting almost that much in 2021. We'll talk about exactly what that client services budget pays for and who receives that money, and we'll get exact numbers on what's gone into the virtual kettle this year when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Larry Stewart, a rifle branch manager at Alpine Bank. And Vance Hurd, he's the kettle guy for Salvation Army. You heard in that last segment, this is Vance's first year kind of managing the kettle fundraiser for Salvation Army. And so a great spot to jump in to the kettle, you might say. And yet, thanks to great local organizations like the Rotary Club and Alpine Bank making it just a little bit easier. Again, if you'd like to make a donation to Salvation Army locally, go to alpinebank.com and click on the virtual red kettle. You can also make a donation at any Alpine Bank between Aspen and Parachute. So let's talk a little bit about the client services fund and what it pays for. Again, this is what normally the budget is, $80,000 to $100,000 every year. $340,000 was handed out by the local Salvation Army this year. Who receives that money, and what types of things does that money pay for?
Well, as far as who receives those funds, local folks, of course, you know, from Aspen to Parachute. And it's a wide range of age groups, demographic, families. Really, there's no real pinpoint right on it. I will say that as far as the types of donations that are going out, we're seeing a pretty large percentage that going towards rental or mortgage assistance due to probably family members, breadwinners losing employment because of this pandemic. And then they will come to us. And landlords, for the most part, are pretty forgiving and pretty generous about giving these folks in need some time for us to come through, because it's a process. It takes some paperwork and to go through the proper channels, you know, in the headquarter office. So, and then there's lots of utility assistance, vehicle assistance, prescription, medical help, that kind of thing. And then, of course, our more walk-in emergency needs of clothing. Coats is the biggie, of course, right now in this cold weather. Emergency food assistance with the gracious help of Lift Up. We provide us so we can distribute food out that way. So it's a wide, wide range of need out there for sure.
It almost seems like, obviously, Salvation Army, what you do every year is important, especially ask those folks that have received any of that assistance. And yet in a year like 2020, with the unheard of unemployment and everything else that's going on, it almost seems like that has taken to a whole new level And it's much more of, if not Salvation Army, then who? And I know there are a lot of great nonprofits, but you just look at those numbers that, that Salvation Army has been able to, the money they've been able to hand out this year, you know, from 80 to 100,000 to over 300,000. From the private sector standpoint, I think of an increase of 300% of your annual budget, and it's, well, it kind of puts a little knot in my stomach, to be honest with you. And it's not just about the money, though, with Salvation Army. It's about logistics, as you mentioned, because you do have a process that you have to go through. And I'm assuming that you use mostly volunteers to help you with that process.
That is correct. We do have a number of volunteers that will come in, and, you know, there's a lot of data entry. There's a lot of paperwork, filing, you know, just logistics, like you mentioned. And very generous volunteers will come in, straighten up clothing rooms, things like that. And then the biggest time of year is now, where we need volunteers to come out and stand out in cold weather sometimes and ring that bell.
And for 7 hour shifts, 7 hours on your feet is a lot. Hopefully, hopefully those folks have good shoes.
Very important, for sure. And a big heart.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably more the latter than the former.
A 7 hour shift is pretty unusual. We usually try to keep it to 1 to 2 hour shifts, but multiple times throughout the season if possible. So it could add up to 7 hours, but typically they're a little shorter. So if someone wants out there wants to help us that way, an hour or two is fantastic. Well, very much appreciated.
You can tell how long it's been that I've had an office job. You know, I do go back to the days when I worked in retail for a little bit, and, you know, that's typical, not atypical anyway, to be on your feet for extended time. But anyway, again, rent, mortgage, utility, vehicles, prescription, medical, emergency funding, working with Lift Up to help families get food. And then, of course, the so important this time of year, clothing and coats. Occasionally, you'll hear about, you know, a student going to a school and, you know, their family can't afford a coat or something along those lines. And again, Salvation Army does have some resources to help families with that. So, Larry, Alpine Bank started with $2,020 of seed money in the virtual Red Kettle. And are you keeping track of this on a daily basis, a weekly basis, or how often are you looking at the numbers?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, the nice thing is the online kettle gives you a tracker. So I've been watching a little bit today and set up a personal page to support it as well, and shared it on my social media. You know, so right now we're up to $2,046. You know, we're just getting started. But, you know, I think that's why we wanted to do this, get it out early, and really encourage, you know, anybody that makes a donation to share this on their social media pages as well so we can help get the word out. And, you know, really do what you can. I mean, you know, you may not be able to give a lot, but $5 goes a long way for an organization like this. You know, I encourage people, you think of what you would normally give the kettle, you know, some change or a few bucks out of your pocket. That same thing is very helpful. If everybody gave a little bit, we could definitely meet our goal here of $5,000.
Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of funny. Most, I would imagine, of the donations that come into the kettle are pocket change or change from a transaction inside a store. And yet look at how much they add up to every year. You know, it's around $80,000 to $100,000. And so, like you say, if everybody, I almost sound like Wikipedia here, don't I? If everybody listening right now gave a couple dollars, you know, think about what that would mean for a Salvation Army. And again, Salvation Army, with this unheard of demand this year, has been able to give out $340,000 in that client services that we just mentioned, all those different categories. And that's due not only to last year's kettle fundraising, but also due to a number of philanthropic donations this year directly related to COVID-19. So, Larry, what's it up to so far?
$2,046 as of today. But like I said, I'm hoping with some help from KMTS here and some social media presence that we can drive that number up each day.
You bet. And it seems like a long way from there to $100,000 or $300,000. But as someone once told me, there's only one way to eat an elephant, and that's one bite at a time, right? Although, well, I guess there are times if I skip lunch, there are times when I could consider eating an elephant, I suppose, but only if cooked properly, of course.
Hot sauce.
There you go. Absolutely. Any final thoughts from either one of you? Vance, start with you.
Well, we just want to convey our appreciation so many different angles. People like Larry at Alpine Bank and Alpine Bank in general, Kate, for getting this program going. Our donors out there, you know who you are. If you send a check to us, drop some change or a dollar into the bucket or scan QR code, anything like that is so much appreciated. Not only by us, but by the folks that we help. Just from Ashman the Parachute, we want to make sure we know that, because we have, if you go Google Glenwood Red Kettle, it all stays local. From Ashman, you can Google it from Carmel Beach, California. If you go to Glenwood Springs Red Kettle, it stays local here.
Got you. And then, Larry, any final thoughts from you?
Yeah, I just want to say thanks, Gabe, for the opportunity here. Please, listeners, if you would, go out there, alpinebank.com, click on our blog link, and you'll see the virtual kettle out there. Make a donation, share it with your friends. We appreciate your help on helping Salvation Army meet some big goals this year. So thank you for your time, sir.
Absolutely. Again, alpinebank.com. And again, it's under the blog link, or you can search as well for Red Kettle, and you'll also be able to find it that way. And if you see the Salvation Army logo on a sign, you can make a donation using your smartphone there with the QR code. And then if you see the Salvation Army kettle, whether there's somebody there or not, drop couple dollars in that, and you'll help the local Salvation Army. So, Vance, welcome to the team, I suppose.
And thank you so much.
Here's hoping that holiday season 2021 is a lot different. Lots of bell ringers right out there at the front of the stores.
I agree.
All the best, gentlemen. We'll talk to you soon. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.